The Treasury Star Parade. Ladies and gentlemen, by electrical transcription, we bring you that man and his band who gave America that famous makes-you-want-to-dance music, Kay Kaiser.
Well, thank you.
Hiya, folks. Hiya. We're certainly thrilled to be on the Treasury Star Parade, and we got a parade of stars for you to hear. So, yes, get going. Come on, children. Yes, dance.
He's a great big man from the South.
A beautiful ballad with Harry and all the gang. It's called When the Roses Bloom Again.
When the roses bloom again and the fields are brown, we will meet again, sweetheart, somehow. When the birds take back the sky and the night smiles above, we'll be free again to live and love. Till then, oh, how I'll miss you, the laughter and tears to share. Till then, in dreams I'll kiss you and seal every dream with a prayer. When the roses bloom again, when the world starts anew, I'll be coming home, sweetheart, to
turn to a little rhythm song. It's called Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. Silly, isn't it?
He wrote his mother. He wrote his father. listen to him sing.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Would till I come marching home. And don't you go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Don't you go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Whoa, till I come marching back home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. He said
that the girl he met just loves to pimp and fits you to a tee.
So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Whoa, till I come marching back home. Don't you sit with anyone else but me.
Under the apple tree.
Well, I guess we got that apple tree situation all straightened out. And now, slap me down, chillin', if it isn't America's number one song, it's called... Let's go deep into the heart of Texas with Dorothy, Trudy, Julie, Harry, Jack, Max, Sully, Ishka, Bibble, and the whole gang.
Stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas,
the
prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas, in the heart of Texas,
it reminds me of the one that I love.
Here in the heart of
prepare for medicine square, right in the middle of Texas.
Thanks a lot, folks. It's really fun trying to entertain you. But now, if you don't mind, I'd like to have a sort of a man-to-man talk with you. You see, we're at war. And we've got to realize, as we read the headlines about our fighting forces, that it's not just their war, but it's our war, too. Yours and mine. Out there, they've got to win this war by fighting. Fighting with guns and tanks and planes and warships. And it's our job to provide them with these weapons. Somehow, as we go around the country, we meet a lot of people who have the idea that we're bound to win this war. Well, if I could right now, I'd just like to reach through this microphone and take them by the shoulders and give them a good shaking and wake them up. And I'd like to say to them, look, fellas, we're up against the strongest, most ruthless enemy we've ever encountered. A fight for which they've been preparing for years. And so, we've got to match their years of planning with almost superhuman efforts. And besides building our fighting forces, we've got to continue to equip these forces with better weapons than the enemy has. This means that you and I at home must make extreme sacrifices. We mustn't think that we'll win this war by just buying a war bond or a stamp or two. Because this is going to be a long war. And we've got to start now, not tomorrow. Right now, we've got to start allotting a certain amount from our income every payday. Uncle Sam is asking everyone to invest at least 10% of his income weekly. Let's do it voluntarily. Let's invest in war bonds and stamps. That's what it'll take for our fighting forces to have the fighting equipment to win this war and to keep America for you. And you and you. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Ah, thank you, Kay Kaiser. Thank you. Not only for that mix you want to dance music, but for your splendid message as well. And now the United States Treasury thanks the old Professor K. Kaiser and all his boys and girls who donated their talents to this transcribed program. Script for this performance was prepared by Hal Block and Al Miller. Direction by Ed Cashman. This is Larry Elliott speaking.